I'm Rick Summers, and welcome to Stem Cells and MS, Today and Tomorrow. Throughout the series, you've had the opportunity to hear the National MS Society's board chair, Wayman Johnson, interview some of the world's foremost experts in stem cell research. Well, today we're going to turn the tables a little bit and ask Wayman about what the promise of stem cell research actually means to him. He's a person who's been living with multiple sclerosis for two decades. Wayman, as always, great to hear from you. When you hear people in the media talking about all this promise of stem cell research, what does that mean to you as somebody who's been living and dealing with MS for so long?
Whenever we hear popular discussions about scientific matters, not just limited to MS, we know that the hearers are always impatient. And that's probably the way it should be. Most of the people listening to these popular discussions are people with MS, or they love somebody who has MS. So there is a lot of impatience. But when I hear a lot of the popular discussions, I don't know that those discussions make clear that this offers a lot of hope, but it doesn't necessarily immediately offer any kind of treatment. It does, however, offer hope that there can be treatments, and there can be treatments even for the most severe forms of the disease that might arise from this particular kind of research.
Wayman, you're the board chair for the National MS Society. When you travel around the country and you talk to people, what do you hear about stem cells and MS? Are people actually throwing the term around in loose conversation?
Well, there's a lot of discussion about stem cell research and the effect that it can have on multiple sclerosis. And obviously, there's a great deal of political disagreement about this particular kind of research. So I hear from people in the MS community who say a variety of things about research into stem cells and the effect that it might have on multiple sclerosis. But by and large, what I hear are people talking about the promise that might be out there and the rightness of our pursuing this line of research.
Wayman, you played a unique role in putting the stem cell conference together, bringing it to fruition. Tell us a little bit about why this conference is so important to people with MS like you, like me.
Well, Rick, for me and for you and for everyone who's affected by MS, it's appropriate that we take an organized approach to stimulating the kind of research that might lead to better treatments and eventually to real treatments and cure for multiple sclerosis. So our effort in bringing together the meeting in San Francisco in January of 2007 is aimed at bringing some of the brightest minds working on stem cell research and the brightest minds working in multiple sclerosis to talk together in a concentrated fashion about where this research can go.
When we talk about stem cell research, it's really a hot potato, and it gets bounced around a lot. The Society's advocated for legislation to expand stem cell research. Here's the $64,000 question, Wayman. If you were offering some guidance, some insight, what might you tell our listeners to do to be proactive and get involved?
Well, the first thing I would say, Rick, is that anybody who is concerned about multiple sclerosis and research should pay attention. Pay attention to your daily newspaper, because we don't know exactly when the Congress may next vote on this matter. We don't know when a particular state legislature might pick up this issue, but we want to be prepared. Pay attention to your daily newspaper. Pay attention to the National MS Society's website. And be prepared to contact your state legislator or your congressperson to make sure that your opinion is expressed.
As somebody who's not wearing a white coat every day as a researcher, but a person who lives with MS, Wayman, what are some of the takeaways that you would want to tell other people with MS about stem cell research and MS in general?
Well, first of all, Rick, I want everyone to understand that the position of the National MS Society is that we should look scientifically at the research in this area, and we should look carefully. There are possibilities for treatments for people with MS that arise from adult stem cells. there are possibilities of treatments for people with MS that might arise from embryonic stem cells. Our position is that we should be looking. We know that many of the treatments that have been developed for multiple sclerosis over the last 15 years truly are helpful to people with the more moderate forms of the disease. But for the people with the more severe forms of the disease, there is hope that's out there arising from stem cell research. And we want to try to get everybody interested in multiple sclerosis to focus on the possibilities and the hope that can arise from stem cell research.
Wayman, as always, way too much material, not enough time to cover it, but thank you so much for your time, your energy, and your tremendous insights, as always.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure talking with you.
We thank you for joining us for these important discussions about MS and stem cell research. To learn more about the Society's efforts to be a driving force in MS research and our investments in over 350 MS research projects worldwide, please explore the research section of our national website at nationalmssociety.org. For the MS Society, I'm Rick Summers.
The National Multiple Sclerosis Society is proud to be a source of information for you about multiple sclerosis. Our comments are based on professional advice, published experience, and expert opinion, but they do not represent individual therapeutic recommendations or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult a qualified physician. Funding for this series was made possible by the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada.